In the following 25 minutes, you'll hear topically pertinent comments from Al Capp, an onstage performance by comedian Rodney Dangerfield, and just 3 minutes away, an army baker in Pleiku, South Vietnam, tells how he turns out enough bread to feed 32,000 troops every day. Proving that man does not live by bread alone, Roger Williams turns in one of his latest arrangements on Sunrise, Sunset. Of the war in South Vietnam brings daily battle and casualty reports, but not many stories about some of the vital logistic services behind the battle areas. Each day, Lieutenant Andy Yanish of Indiana, Pennsylvania, proves that old military adage, an army travels on its stomach. Lieutenant Yanish operates a mobile field bakery, and he gave a vivid word picture of his unique function as he talked with Army Specialist Del Barnes at Pleiku, South Vietnam.
Lieutenant Yanish, now what type of bakery do you have set up here?
Well, we have a bakery set up which is known as a mobile field bakery. We are set up here in a position under maintenance tents at the time. Our bakery can be made movable within a six-hour period and moved to a different site if necessary.
What is the maximum capacity of this bakery?
Well, our maximum capacity is supplying enough bread to support 32,000 troops, which is probably about 20,000 pounds of bread per day.
Now, will you be able to get this bread to them while it's still fresh?
Yes, we will. The way we have it set up, we will have it to the troops probably within 24 hours after it leaves our ovens.
How many men do you have operating on a shift to put out 20,000 pounds of bread a day?
Well, right now, actually, we're working on a schedule having 11 men per shift. We should be working with a few more, but right now we're handicapped somewhat, so we think it'll work out quite fine with 11.
Lieutenant Yanish, what kind of materials along the lines of quantity does it take to produce that much bread?
Well, the main factor is the large quantity of flour that is needed. We generally need about 275 pounds per dough. The next biggest thing we'd need would be fresh water. Now, fresh water up in this area is hard to come by, so this is one of the things that we have to keep a good stock of. The other items that are hard to get would be probably our shortening. Most of the other items you'll find in any bread formula, but up in this area, you'll find they're a lot harder to come by.
How does a man with a Bachelor of Science degree in mathematics wind up running a bakery?
Well, I guess that's just a twist of fate. Really, it isn't such a bad job. I really came into it while I was at Fort Lee, Virginia, taking my basic quartermaster officer's course. Upon graduation from the course, there were four officers selected from my class to become baking officers, and we were given training at Fort Lee.
Thank you very much for taking time to talk with us, Lieutenant Yanish. We've been speaking with Lieutenant Andy Yanish of Indiana, Pennsylvania. This is Army Specialist Al Barnes in Pleiku, Vietnam, reporting.
Well, Mom, while you consider the problems of baking 20,000 pounds of bread each day, enjoy the latest song from Claudine Longet, who happens to be Mrs. Andy Williams. It's a softie called Here, There, and Everywhere.
To lead a better life, I need my love to be here.
See now, here, there, everywhere.
Listen to NBC.
Because every weekend they find the best sound around right here on the Monitor Beacon.
Problems? Don't try your patients. Try our doctor. Joyce Brothers, weekdays at 9 on the Big Voice of Big Town USA, WNBC, New York.
Have you seen a metronome? It's a special device used by musicians to keep time. Now metronomes are available with raised markings for use by blind musicians. It's just one of more than 300 items specially manufactured or adapted for blind people by the American Foundation for the Blind. Watches and clocks with raised markings, braille writing equipment, scales, tools, all for blind people. For a free catalog in print or braille, write to the American Foundation for the Blind, Box 111, New York, New York.
Ed McMahon once again as Monitor continues at 15 minutes before the hour. Time is a relative thing, sometimes passing swiftly, sometimes going by in a painfully slow way. For instance, those 15 rounds that Ernie Terrell spent inside the squared circle this week with the marauding Mohammed were probably not the speediest in Mr. Terrell's memory. Buddy Greco's latest song spells it out. Eternity.
Life is just a moment of eternity. A grain that tumbles from the sands of time. We are not the ones who rule our destiny. Who are we to hold the hands of time? I would gladly love you for eternity, but that's one thing fate will not allow.
Nothing like a lark.
Lark has a good, easy taste.
Lark has an inner chamber of charcoal granules for a taste people really like.
I think they're the nicest cigarette there is.
Right. There's nothing like a lark.
There is nothing like a lark. It's America's most popular new cigarette.
Next. Monitor on stage. Star performances recorded live at leading entertainment spots around the nation. Comedian Rodney Dangerfield in the spotlight at Upstairs at the Duplex in New York.
No matter where I want to go, my car don't want to go there. With my car, I got nothing but trouble, nothing. And it's always heavy trouble. I mean, other people have trouble with their car. They pull in a gas station, loose wire, no charge, they're back on the road. With me, for years, I've been hearing the same thing from every mechanic, you know. You ain't using this car tonight. Well, the other day I was having my car fixed, I started talking to a mechanic. I said to him, what, you go to school learning to do this? He says, I didn't go to school. I said, well, how's you learn to fix cars? He says, I can't fix cars. I said, well, how come they gave you a job here as a mechanic? He said, well, all I had to do was learn how to say, you ain't using this car tonight. Finally, I got my bill for the car. The bill says, parts, $8, labor, $55. I figured the bill must be legitimate. There was grease on it. I went over to the head mechanic. I said, hey, what's with this labor? $55. Must be a mistake. Can you check it out? So we checked it out. He went over to a car that was being worked on, and he started to talk to 2 feet. Later on, I found out there was no one under the car. You know? They're fake feet. You buy them. They cost $7 a pair. You slip them under a car. You talk to them. That's all, you know? I'll tell you, talk to these auto mechanics. They'll tell you how hard they work. They put in 12 hours a day. They may put in 12 hours. They don't work 12 hours. Because they only work when there's people around. When they're alone, they don't do a thing. What's that, mister? You got a dead battery? I'm sorry. I'm all alone here. I'm alone. I I tell you, I think I spent half of my life hanging around gas stations. I mean, one thing, when I look for my car, it's so easy for me to find it, you know? It's always on a lift. I'm always watching it going up and down and up and down. Well, I got the only car that has more miles on it vertically than horizontally. And there's one thing with gas stations I can't figure out. I mean, sometimes you pull up, you want to use a men's room and a ladies' room in a hurry, you rush over, the door is locked, you know. Yes, you turn it for the key, touches in the office. You go in the office, the cash register is there, the safe is there, everything is wide open. But the men's room is locked.
So true. Monitor on stage with Rodney Dangerfield. Farewell to Rodney, hello to Vera, who will sing about painful farewells, all of which means Vera Lynn of the British Empire is about to sing her latest number. It hoits to say goodbye. To say hello, especially when you're greeting Al Capp, Monitor's expert on nothing with opinions on everything. I mean, you just can't be certain what he's going to say. These next few minutes may be painful to the over 50 group, but we'll have to chance it. Here is Al Capp.
There isn't a guy over 50 who doesn't begin to secretly notice that while all of his contemporaries seem to be decomposing into middle age and worse, he, and he alone, hasn't changed a bit. It's a secret everybody over 50 keeps to themselves, however, so as not to hurt the feelings of everybody else over 50. If, however, you're over 50, but you too are miraculously unblemished by the hand of time, but if you're afraid your secret has been discovered There are a couple of ways to find out. Let's say you're way over 50. Let's say you're 72, the only 72-year-old on Earth who secretly knows he's remained the kid he always was. And let's say you're with a young bunch, merely chronologically young, that is, and let's say you jokingly refer to yourself as an old goat. Now, if nobody laughs, if nobody realizes it is a joke, if instead everybody looks embarrassed and sympathetic, your secret is safe. Or let's say you're a bachelor of 63, and that you secretly realize that you're just as attractive husband material as you were at 35, and let's say you invite a painfully plain girl of 32 to dinner with you 3 weeks from that night, and she says she'd love to, except that that's just the night she plans to wash her hair. Well, you can rest assured that she hasn't discovered your secret. And let's say that later you're discussing that same plain girl with another attractive young bachelor, your great-grandnephew, and you say, who does she think she is, Corrine Griffith? And the kid looks puzzled because he doesn't know who Corrine Griffith is. Then he, too, hasn't discovered your secret, which is that although you remember Corrine Griffith's movies and World War I and other such historical disasters, you're really, way down deep inside, just as much of a kid as he is. Everybody thinks that grandfathers are calm and cheerful because they're resigned to being incurably old. The truth is that what makes us grandfathers so calm and cheerful is that we're secretly resigned to being incurably young. And this is Al Capp speaking to you from the Fountain of Youth on NBC's Monitor.
All right. Well, the younger generation has certainly taken some lumps from our talking cartoonist, so at least it's equal time rule will oblige here. He's a regular every weekend right here on Monitor. Theme from Grand Prix. Waiting to bring you the latest developments across the nation and around the world, NBC Monitor News on the hour. Stay tuned. It's next. This is Ed McMahon.
Second Sunday presents Red China, the Struggle for Power, a program special tomorrow on the NBC Radio Network.
The Big Wilson Show is an eye-opener. Weekday mornings from 5 to 9 on the big voice of Big Town USA, WNBC, New York.